Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some frost early on today, sunshine with our high nearing 55. Mostly clear overnight tonight with a low around 31. A slight chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Tuesday, staying cloudy with our high nearing 54. Southeast winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Tuesday night with a low around 44. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A new bill signed by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly on Friday is expected to expand access to health care by allowing advanced practice registered nurses, or APRNs, to practice independently. Kelly said in a news release that the intention of the bill is to, quote, improve the availability of high-quality health care, unquote, and it will also give APRNs the freedom to practice in rural areas of the state. House Bill 2279 will require APRNs to maintain malpractice insurance and national certification for initial licensure as an APRN. A Kansas man has been sentenced to prison for animal cruelty after killing his girlfriend's puppy and other crimes. Judge Eric Williams sentenced 46-year-old Jesse Powell to just over 2.5 years in prison. That's according to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Powell pleaded guilty to 2 counts of criminal threat and a misdemeanor count of cruelty to animals. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
If haying and grazing is what you're growing, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have a large selection of products, including sedans, millet, forages for silage, with many trait options, VMRs, photoperiod, conventional, vertidix, several summer legumes, cowpeas, mung beans, Laredo soybeans, sunhill to help enhance the feed quality. Blending is available. Kaufman Seeds is a call to make for all your summer planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
In Sedgwick County, a registered Kansas drug offender is going to prison for the repeated sexual assault of an underage girl. District Judge Tyler Rouse sentenced 40-year-old Bryce Hanks to life in prison without the possibility of parole until at least 25 years and 570 months, which will run consecutive to the life sentence. In February, Hanks pled guilty to 10 crimes, including rape, aggravated indecent liberties with a child, and aggravated criminal sodomy. Hanks began sexually assaulting the girl when she was 9 years old, according to the district attorney's office. The victim is now 18. A Topeka man was booked into jail after Shawnee County deputies found methamphetamine on him as they arrested him for deputies in another county. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office says Richard Neinfeld, 60 of Topeka, was arrested and has been booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections for 2 warrants, as well as possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A man who was just 17 when he gunned down an Omaha store clerk and later shot another man at an Omaha home has been sentenced to decades, if not a lifetime, behind bars. The Omaha World Herald reports that 19-year-old Jacoby Terry of Omaha was sentenced Thursday to 70 to 150 years in prison for the October 2nd, 2019 shootings. Police say Terry entered the tobacco and vape store and shot 21-year-old Bahi Altari in the chest with a .22 caliber rifle, killing Altari. Later that night, police say Terry and 2 acquaintances went to a home in Omaha to buy a gun, and Terry sprayed the home's garage with bullets, hitting a man and permanently injuring him. Travelers on I-80 near Sydney were delayed yesterday afternoon because of a semi-tractor trailer on fire near mile marker 55. At approximately 2:45 p.m., the westbound lanes were closed. Cheyenne County Sheriff Adam Frericks reported no injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today.
Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Commissioners heard concerns with lack of ambulance staffing at last week's meeting. The conversation was prompted by a notice that the Hanover Hospital has suspended ambulance services, hoping that staffing issues would be temporary. It was noted that efforts to attract additional EMTs in recent years have still left rosters in short supply. Consideration for establishing a countywide ambulance service was mentioned, with a projected cost ranging from $600,000 to $1 million. A delegation of EMT representatives did not feel that sign-on bonuses for recruiting would make a significant difference, but expressed that a longevity bonus may be more helpful. The conversation went on with consensus that something needs to be done to maintain adequate ambulance services in Washington County. Commissioners were encouraged to begin allocating for a countywide service by at least one representative in attendance. Consideration for Marshall County joining an extension district was presented to Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting, with extension agent Susie Latta providing an outline of a proposal that could combine Marshall with Pottawatomie, Riley, Geary, and Waubonsie counties. The relationship would be similar to the River Valley District, which includes Washington, and Meadowlark District, which includes Nemaha County. Sustainability and stability of services are the driving forces, with benefits that could include more opportunities for the 4-H and youth programs, potential for increased efficiency and purchasing power. Under the proposal, each county involved would appoint 4 members to a combined board. Currently, Marshall County has an extension council, which manages local decisions and includes Hannah Largen, Rod Stewart, Margaret Huffman, Zach Schotte, Nancy Preuss, Craig Martin, and Sherry Gallion. Funding is provided through federal, state, and local sources, with the county contributing through its general fund. 21 extension districts currently serve a combined 59 Kansas counties. If approved, consolidation could begin by next summer, and it was reported that efforts are currently underway to educate the public and stakeholders regarding the options and benefits. No action on the matter was taken at last week's meeting. City Cleanup Week in Marysville runs through Friday, with city crews canvassing the community to pick up curbside yard waste set out in containers by 8 a.m. The brush dump site is now open daily from 9 a.m. until dark. Citizens are reminded the site is only for brush and yard waste and cannot include trash, demolition, or construction materials and the like. The site is monitored by a video camera. First District, U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann will be in Washington at Gambino's Pizza Monday at 12:15, then in Marysville at Landall Lanes Monday afternoon at 1:30. Both of these town hall events are open to the public. As Marysville celebrates 50 years as the Black Squirrel City, the conversation continues with the home of the white squirrels in Olney, Illinois. That conversation is open to the public Monday evening, April 18th, beginning at 5:30, and will be held at the Marysville Public Library.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, broccoli, and apricots. Tomorrow, beef and noodles, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny but breezy throughout the region today, with northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa. the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s and mid-30s throughout Missouri. Starting to warm up throughout the region on Tuesday, but staying slightly cooler throughout Iowa with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and the upper 40s to lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri, and staying mild over Tuesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 67, record high on this date 91, the average low 43, and the record low 21. Sunset this evening 8:07, sunrise in the morning at 6:46. It's 34 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 18th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
NBA playoffs in full swing. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Jason Tatum led the Celtics with 31 points, including the buzzer-beating game winner. Boston survives for a 1-0 series lead over the Nets.
Pass to Smart. Smart dribbles inside the arc to Tatum. Layup's good at the horn! Boston wins it!
On ESPN Radio, 115-114, the final in Boston. Chris Paul scored 19 of his 30 points in the fourth quarter, powering the Suns to a series opening win over the Pelicans.
Chris Paul out on top. Little stutter step fake. Another three-pointer. Suzanne! 3-3.
On KMVP, Phoenix never trailed en route to a 110-99 victory. Defending champion Milwaukee played with their food for a while, but 27 points and 16 rebounds from Giannis Antetokounmpo was enough to dispatch the Bulls 93-86. To baseball, the Dodgers beat the Reds 9-1, completing a four-game sweep. L.A.'s won six straight. The Red Sox romped to an 8-1 win over the Twins. Looking ahead, ABC's Chuck Sievertson says the Bo Sox could be shorthanded for a series in Toronto next week.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora says Boston expects to be without several unvaccinated ballplayers for an upcoming four-game series at Toronto. It starts Monday the 25th. Starting pitcher Tanner Houck tells the Boston Globe that he's not vaccinated against COVID and won't play. To enter Canada, the government requires a second shot or one dose of Johnson & Johnson, at least 14 days before you arrive. Manager Cora was asked Sunday if he expected to be missing other players. Yeah, he said, and ended the news conference.
NHL, the Wild clinched a playoff spot with a 5-4 overtime win against the Sharks. Jared Spurgeon with the winning goal. The Maple Leafs beat the Islanders 4-2 for their 50th win of the season, a franchise record. And the Blues set a team record by scoring 7 goals in the second period against the Predators. St. Louis wins 8-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
Beast Blues touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Season tickets start at just $150. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. agriculture organizations urging the Office of U.S. Trade Representative and USDA to oppose changes to the tariff elimination terms of the U.S.-Panama Trade Promotion Agreement being requested by the Panamanian government. The agreement, which went into effect October of 2012, is still in the process of being fully implemented with gradual annual tariff reductions and increases in tariff rate quotas. Panama's TRQs for pork, chicken, dairy, corn, and several other commodities have been in place now for 10 years, and several have another 10 years before free trade with Panama is achieved. Under TPA, the country is also allowed to impose temporary safeguards on certain import-sensitive agriculture products as it transitions to a more open market. In March, the Panamanian government submitted a formal request to USTR and USDA to revise the agricultural tariff elimination terms of the TPA. In a letter to USTR Ambassador Catherine Tai and Ag Secretary Vilsack, the organizations asked the agencies to support the agreement passed by Congress and oppose any changes to agricultural tariffs, TRQs, or safeguards, noting that making modifications to an implemented TPA would be an alarming precedent in which to set. And the USDA made its equity action plan available last week. The plan outlines action the agency will take to advance equity among its programs to improve access to the programs and services for underserved stakeholders and communities. The USDA says past USDA programs and services were designed to benefit those with land, experience, money, or education while leaving behind those without the means and resources of one kind or another. Over several decades, congressional reports, internal data, so on, have documented the history of inequity and discrimination, they say. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Monday to you. Soil temperature reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by Abilene Machine. When you need ag replacement parts, you need them fast. Whether you're looking for new, used, or remanufactured parts, Abilene Machine has more than 40,000 parts stocked nationwide and ready to ship. For convenient ordering, you can visit online at AbileneMachine.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we start off another week here, things continuously slowly warming up for the farmers getting ready for the spring planting season. And as we look at some of those 7-day averages across the state, we'll start off with that southwestern portion of the state of Kansas in Stanton, Kansas, with that 7-day average for that 4-inch soil temperature right around 60 degrees as things continuously warm up there. Overall, we've seen the maximum up near 70 and the lows right around 49 degrees. Over in the northwestern portion in Sherman, Kansas, looking at the 4-inch, we're looking at 7-day averages right around that 51-degree mark. The minimum has been about 41 degrees with the maximum up near 62. Up in the north central portion of the state in Scandia, Kansas, we saw the 70 average right now floating right around that 51-degree temperature, the maximum up near the low 60s at about 62 to 63 with the minimums at about 41 degrees. Over in Hiawatha, Kansas, in the northeastern corner of the state, we're seeing the 4-inch temperatures right around 49 degrees for that 7-day average, a little bit cooler there. We have seen maxes reaching up near 58 degrees and lows at about that 40-degree range. And in the south-central portion of the state near Hayesville, Kansas, right now, we've seen 7-day averages just above that 50-degree mark at about 54, with the maximums up near 62 degrees and the lower level at about 46 degrees overall. So a nice balance there. And finally, in that southeastern portion of the state in Parsons, Kansas, things are floating around 54 degrees overall. Soil temperature reports here with the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Keeping soil healthy is important to your crop. When you're ready to till the ground, Abilene Machine has the parts you need to get it done. They stock a full line of tillage parts, including coulter blades, soil saver mold boards and blades, chisel plow points, field cultivator sweeps, and much more. As always, Abilene Machine's parts are manufactured to exact standards, and you'll be receiving the highest quality parts available. Shop AbileneMachine.com online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Flip that switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh, no. Electric rates have increased dramatically was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansas.
Good morning, Dennis Henrich, Beatrice 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday. Hey, we certainly got a big day, and we've got cow-calf families, bred cows. We've certainly got a great feeder cattle offering. And, folks, it all starts at 10 o'clock here this morning. Well, the good news is the feeder correction, the market on the steer and heifers. On Tuesday, Wednesday, they purchased pretty much everything with a higher market of 140 to 142 to 26. So let her come and get higher. And let the rain come, the good Lord, and certainly we'll all be in good shape. At hay market at 12 o'clock noon in the alfalfa square, there is 50 third cut, there is 66 prairie. In the round alfalfa, there's 8 third cut at 15.59. In the round alfalfa, there is 12 second cut. Round grass, there's 5, they weigh 12.36. In the round CRP, there is 26 bales. Well, 10 o'clock start here this morning. Then we're going to pull into the cow-calf, bred cow section here today. At 11:30, we will start on a great set of families, folks. Then we'll go to baby calves and right into the feeders. And we hope it works like a well-oiled machine here today with great offerings on both sets here today. And the families, folks, there's 10 Red Angus first calf families. They've got Red Angus calves inside. They're going to be 3 weeks old. There's 25 Red Angus families. They're going to be 3-year-olds with 1 month Red Angus calves inside. There's an additional 10 Red Angus first calf families. The calves are 1 month old. They're up here at Milford. There is 5 Black Baldy first calf families. They've got calves on them. They were born after 3-1. 8 Black first calf families, black calves inside. They were calved 228 through 327 out of February. Up at U10, there's 19 black bred cows, 4 to 7-year-olds. The pregnancy on those cows are 3 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. There is 3 Red Angus bred heifers, fall fresheners, guys. They're bred to Red Angus. They have been pregged to be 5 months. 6 black families, first calf to broken mouth. They're going to have 3-week-old black calves on them, guys. There's an additional 12 black families, 4 years to broken with black calves. The calves were started on 3:30. Now, on this group, we could be pulling 4 or 5 baby calves off. Maybe the cows just aren't suitable to go back to the country, folks. So keep that in mind if you're looking for baby calves. Additional 9 black families, first calf, 4 and 5-year-olds, they've got black calves on them. They also have a black bred heifer on them, and she is 8 months along. 6 black and red families, 4 to 6-year-olds, they're early March calves. They're black and black baldy calves. They're coming out of Seward. And a nice set of Endicott Steel City heifers, 10 black first calf families, OCV with black February, March calves on the side. That all starts at 11:30 here this morning, weigh-ups before that, and then open the door and go right to the families. At 12 o'clock noon, the baby calves we do have, we've got one more additional black baldy bull calf that was born Saturday, and keep in mind we could have an additional 4 to 5 more. In the feeders, guys, that's going to be at that 1:30 mark here today. There is an outstanding set of steers coming out of the Banahans at Steel City Endicott. 131 black and red steer yearlings. There is a division of 91 night and weights. There is 39 that are going to be in that 7.5 mark, folks. In the next group, 66 black and red steer and heifers. There's going to be 58 steers, 8 heifers. They're going to be background at that 700 to 800. Woods Family Farms, Palmyra, 26 black and black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh that 550 to 650. McKeever's at Wymore's got 10 black baldy heifers. October weaned, double vac, pelvic measured, preg checked open already. They're going to weigh 700. Timian out of Cook's got a great set of 12 black and black baldy steers and heifers. They're going to weigh 600. Triple F Farms, the Folkerts families out of Beatrice, got 61 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 475 to 650. Harlow's out of Dawson had 30. Blackster and Heifers weighing 450 to 575. Winkler at Crate's got 14 black steer and heifers of 5.5 to 600. Niederklein at Wilbur's got 8 black steers, 550 to 700. Kent Muller out of Adams got 15 black bulls. They're going to weigh 600. And the Perel family at Bremen has 9 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 350 to 600. Certainly catch like calves here today, folks. But keep in mind, the bred cow-calf special is at 11:30. Feeder cattle at 1:30, folks. The baby calves will come in at noon, and the hay will sell at noon also. So a big day. Give us a call, Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571. And as we go, you know, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:30 from KNDY. It's 34 degrees this morning. Middle 50s for the high forecast Monday.
Cracking your knuckles. It may be rude, crude, and some might say disgusting. But is it really harmful? An investigation today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 18th, the 108th day of the year. Comedian Conan O'Brien has a birthday, and the midnight ride of Paul Revere was on this night in 1775. Does cracking your knuckles really lead to arthritis like your mother warned? Habitual crackers may incur some weakening of grip strength, but as for arthritis, the scientific community says no. Your joints are coated with fluids that over time develop gas bubbles. When you pull on tendons or ligaments, those bubbles rush to fill the gaps, creating one large bubble, which pops as the fluid rushes back into the opening. So go ahead and crack away. You're not increasing your risk of arthritis. You're just being really annoying. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Wichita Wind Surge tallied 7 hits, allowed 1 run, and they defeated Northwest Arkansas 5-1 on Sunday afternoon. The win is their 4th in a row. The Wind Surge will head back to Wichita to resume action for a 6-game homestand against division foe Midland Rockhounds starting tomorrow with a 7:05 pitch. Matt Cantorino will take the hill for his 3rd start of the season for the Surge. Wichita State baseball team continues the homestand with a rare Monday night matchup against in-state foe Kansas State. The first pitch is scheduled for 6 p.m. at X Stadium. It's the first of 2 meetings between the Shockers and Wildcats this year, with a return game in Manhattan scheduled for May 3rd. The Shockers are coming off a weekend sweep at the hands of Cincinnati and are in danger of losing 5 consecutive home games for the first time since the 1970 season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
USD 223 is looking to fill 2 custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. 2 custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller@usd223.org.
KNDY.
Lately I've been looking through the windows of my soul, and I can see there's not much left of old. Just an empty space surrounded by the pieces of a badly broken heart that's forgotten. Night, a long